Watch me. Why you looking at me? People be looking at me like I'm different. They must be surprised because I'm so magnificent. Fishing this industry full of these sharks. I got my fish and I call them my bars. Straight to your heart with these bars that I'm spitting. Killing you, served you. Finger licking at what were you thinking? Yeah, clearly you wasn't. I'm a rebel. They got bars for the best of them and for the rest of them. Not a chance. I got more respect for you in the stand. So put down the mic and we'll become a fan. But don't just be staring at me, take a glance. I know that I am really something special. Even my haters, I know they can't help it. So I accept it because it's no stopping me. But keep a distance of all while you watching me. Watching you, watching me, checking me.
Here we go. Here we go.
What?
Dang Ray.
No, Dang Ray.
I bet my city.
Quoting by note. These words I vote.
What? Say, but we don't own any rights.
Believe it.
We don't own the rights to this music, but guess what? We gon' rock it like we own it, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yellow, that was hard.
Yeah. Get the fucking fire started.
Oh, that's it, y'all. That's it, don't know. Hey.
Cut.
What
is it? I didn't do on the show back.
Cut.
Yeah.
So what's cracking? Hey, man. First of all, we want to apologize. We've been missing for a minute. We had some things come up. You know, we got to take care of ourselves. That way we can take care of y'all. You heard
me? Well, let's be real with them, baby. You know, we're real, raw, and authentic, baby. We had some things come up.
We had some things go down.
Go down. There you go.
Yeah, it went down.
Somebody.
Yeah, you like that.
Went on. Dang. That was good.
Somebody don't know how to walk.
That was good. Went down. That's right, baby. This somebody your boy, KD, the voice, man. One half of the Corner Pocket Podcast with my boy, Luke Hayes, in the building, baby. Y'all see it, man. I'm going to tell you the story right quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let my fans know. Look at me talking about fans. You ain't got no fans. But check it out, man. Just to be real with y'all, man. You know, like I say, I'm the one that's going to bring it to you all kind of ways, baby. And over a couple of weeks, I brought it to them all kind of ways, man. Stepped out the BMW and boom, bop. I had to say BMW because I look bad and then I look good coming out of it, but I look bad afterwards.
You can't be on there like I fell out of a Prius. you can't do that, dog.
Yeah, I got to tell them where I fell out.
Yeah, you got to say I fell out of BMW.
Yeah, I fell out of Beamer.
Shoot.
Is a BMW a Beamer?
I think the BMW is a Beamer.
Is a BMW a Beamer? Mercedes a Beamer? Which one it is?
Simmer. Who got the keys to my Beamer? I think BMW.
Simmer. Okay, it doesn't matter, baby. Y'all already know. But check it out, man. Your boy Phil, man. Y'all already know I had surgery on this eye here. I'm in recuperation on this one. Now I didn't have another surgery on this eye. So right now, your boy sitting right here. As the doctor say, I'm legally blind. Just because I can't see the big E on neither side of my eye. So, you know, it's all good. God is good. I'm definitely going to be healed very, very soon. So, prayers, whatever y'all throw at me, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out, heal, get well soon, all that there. I appreciate all that there and the love. But, hey, your boy here, you know what I'm saying? That's why we've been down and out. But I'm going to tell y'all right now, man, all jokes aside, baby, man, take care of your eyes. If you got 20/20 vision right now, man, keep those 20/20 vision, man. Whatever you need to do, go to the eye doctor, man. Make sure your eyes are good, man. I had keratoconus on both eyes. I had to have corneal transplants in my younger days. So, you know, and that's the results of some of the things that's happened. I had a globe eruption and had to have surgery. So, just to let y'all know what time it is. Because like Luke Hayes would say, baby, hey, this is about y'all. We family. So, we're going to let you know what's going on with us. See, I couldn't even see that. I had to knock down the microphone. Help it, dog. And I ain't picking at nobody that can't see, so y'all please understand this here. A brother, eye vision is kind of gone right now, but it's all good, baby. I'm here. I'm here for y'all. So make sure y'all take care of them eyes, man. All jokes aside.
Hey, do me a favor. I want you to do that Stevie Wonder move, dog. I'm going to hit that for me.
Nah, see, I ain't going to do the Stevie
Wonder move. Don't my Sherry
no more. Now, let me tell you, check this out. I was thinking about this. I was sitting in the house the other day, man, just thinking. Now, for the blind folks that was born blind, I can't say I know how you feel because they don't know how I feel.
I got it.
The people that was blind, born blind, they don't know how I feel. They don't know what I'm going through. Guess what? They good.
Yeah.
The ones that was born blind. Yeah. Now, I'm
like
speaking
for Gina.
Yes, sir. Aunt Gina, salute to you, Aunt Gina. Hey, what she done? Fuck around that thing all day. But anyway, but she was born blind. But she can't feel how I feel right now. Only person I know right now for a fact that I know of who was blind, who went blind, was Ray Charles. So I'm going to salute Ray Charles because Ray Charles went blind.
That's right, he was.
When he was young. Yeah, he was able to see.
He was able to see and went blind.
And then when he was a little boy, you saw how his vision started getting real blurry.
Right, and smaller and smaller.
So mine is like that right now, but like about five times that now. So all I see is a blur. That's it. So he can understand how I feel, and I understand how he feels now, because losing your sight, man, and trying to regain everything, and trying to, man, it's, boy, look at here.
Yeah, man, it makes
you, I'm telling y'all, man, take care of your eyes, baby. Take
it
care.
Makes you appreciate it,
take care of yourself.
I bet it does.
Period. Yeah, hell, all that there, man. We got to hold, you know what? Man, y'all stay tuned to your boy, the Corner Pocket Podcast, man, because we're going to bring some serious stuff to you. Everything we went through, physically, mentally, emotionally, all that. We
so,
got you.
So I got one for you, bro.
Yes, sir.
How you feel not being able to go to your spot, to your clubhouse? How you feel not able to go to your clubhouse?
Man, be honest with you, bro. I'm bored. It's like I get up in the morning. I turn on the TV, bro. I have to turn on to the ID channel, this show called Payback, and just listen to what it's saying. Because I don't have to see that. I just need to listen to the story.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And that's all day. And all I'm doing is I'm closing my eyes, I'm falling asleep, wake up, close my, fall asleep. Sometimes I can't sit there with my eyes open.
So this right here, what we're doing tonight is going to be your closest to the club you go.
It's the closest to the club I get, baby.
Turn up,
I got my hookah right
you
now, baby.
Turn up. Now you
I got
turn
my
up.
Little, I got my little you tea and coke in this thing, baby. Yes, sir. Tea and coke, baby.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, man, it's been good for
so
me.
Good.
I've been just chilling all week, worried about this cat. You know
yes,
what I'm
sir.
Saying? Just chilling. You know, just making my way, man. Just not much exciting going on in Mr. Lucchese thing. You know what I mean? I've been just chilling, bro.
Well, look, you know, I'm going to apologize, but I'm not going to apologize. See, Mr. Lucchese, this weekend, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Lucchese, y'all know he the chill back fella. I'm the one that's wild and I go out and all that. But Lucchese had an opportunity to chill with your boys, you know, this weekend. Which he always has that opportunity, but you know he's a man.
More so,
man.
I like to keep.
He can't be. His wife try to kick him out to go every weekend with a brother, but that ain't him. But this weekend, wife, if you don't mind me to say,
yeah.
Wife was gone, baby. She done went on out doing her thing in Atlanta, had business things going on, so she gone. Said, baby, have fun. Boy, we were finna turn up this weekend,
and
baby.
I think God made him fall. So we would not hook up.
Man.
I think that's what happened. Because when he was down and out, I stayed home, man. I stayed home with my dog, man. I
yeah,
chilled
man.
Out at the crib, man. But that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. Everything
yes,
happened for a reason, and we do know that. You
yes,
feel me?
Bro,
everything. But I got something I want to talk about, man.
Uh-oh.
Now, I know you weren't able to see it.
Mm.
But did you hear about what happened at Donald Trump's rally?
Nah, bro, because you know me, I already told y'all, I'm not a political, so all that doesn't
what they said.
Talk to me.
Bro, that thing was like a Klan rally, man.
What?
Listen, one guy said, hey, there's a bunch of floating trash in the middle of the ocean. And guess what it is? Puerto Rico.
Wow.
He said, oh, there's one black guy out there in the crowd out there in the rally. They go, oh, that's my friend. Man, him going to get together and eat watermelon later.
Mm-hmm. He's a...
I'm not fact checking.
Hold
I'm
on.
Not lying.
Producer, fact check,
the producer's going to be straight
I saw
up.
It. What?
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't do that politics. You see what I'm saying? See?
Bro.
That done pissed me off a
bro,
little bit.
I mean, and for it was to me, every race that wasn't white, they said something about. They said Latinos and Asians, all they want to do is sit around and have babies. They don't know how to poll out.
Latino? I thought that's what we do, sit around
no.
and have babies.
They said, no, we eat watermelon.
Oh, we were watermelon.
We don't graduate to seedless watermelon.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we seedless now.
Appreciate that.
Yeah,
man.
We seedless now. Salute. We do seedless. So if you want to know that. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't eat watermelon like that, boss.
Me neither, boss.
I don't eat watermelon like that, man.
Watermelon?
Yeah, man. My wife, I don't eat it like that, bro. So that's bull job right there. No, that's bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit,
bro.
That's bullshit, baby.
I'm telling you, man, you know, we're going to run DMC that shit. That we just did.
Okay.
You know, they go off each other like that. But that right there, man, that killed it for me, man.
Yeah,
that killed. I mean, not that it was going good for me about that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It just killed me for that. I couldn't believe he said that. You get what he said? They don't pull out. Pull out. That's why they have all the babies. But he was saying pull out for voting.
Wow.
They don't vote. They don't come out to vote. They don't pull out. You feel me?
Now, so how many Latinos and blacks are still going to vote for this young man, this old man?
You know what, man? I'm going to tell you, man. You know what? Some people still going to do it. Oh, he was just joking.
Yeah.
No. Sometimes people say what they really want to say when they have the moment to say it, man.
And then they play it off with a joke.
Yeah. They have all these people around and somebody we was doing jokes. You get what I'm saying, man? That's what's hot right now. And then make it so bad, man. Just have things going crazy, man. They burning up ballot boxes.
What?
They set them on fire,
who
man.
That? Who that?
We don't. They don't know. So, they putting bombs in the ballot boxes, bro.
So who do y'all think it is? Y'all chime in, man. Let us know who y'all think that's doing that. Who
dog?
Who would you think of doing that?
I ain't never heard of this in the whole long as I've been living, bro. This is some wicked stuff, man. It's wicked out there, man.
Man, first of all, it's been wicked the minute they allowed Donald Trump to even run again. Brother, I couldn't even get a freaking job because I was a convicted federal felon. This guy here could run for the president of the United States of America and is a convicted what?
Felon.
Come on.
I couldn't even get a gun. Convicted felon.
Come on, man.
I couldn't even get one, man. We went through the whole class. Went through the whole thing. Got up there for them to give me my license. They pulled me to the side, bro, and said, you're a minister to the side. We can't give you no gun. And I wasn't able to get one. My wife is like, what the? And I'm like, man, hey, that's how it goes, man.
That's how it goes,
man. You know, it's about that bread. If you got that bread, you can get whatever you want, except for Puffy.
I mean, why we up? Leave Puffy alone.
Because, man, that's dominating. I mean, there's so much stuff. It's ridiculous.
All that money,
man.
He got, you don't think he's going to be able to get off?
I don't know, man.
No, I think he is.
Well, the reason they draining him of all his money.
Man, that man, when it comes times, they got a lot of draining to do, boss.
Well, they can do chunk draining.
We're talking about the money that we know
chunk
about.
Draining.
That they know about now.
Or you think he did what we used to do?
Bruh, come on now.
Did he up on the mama house?
If he didn't, then he deserved whatever.
Hey, but I got one for you.
Talk to me.
All right. We all know Bumpy Johnson if you're in the black.
Bumpy Johnson, baby. Come on.
We all know Bumpy Johnson. King of New York. Then he passed away. And then Frank Lucas became King of New York.
Yes, sir.
Frank Lucas' driver last name was Combs. Frank Lucas' driver is Puff Daddy's dad. So Puff had been in the game all this time. His dad had him around the most gangsterest gangster it is. Mm-mm-mm. So why you think Puffy moved like he moved? And he should have learned a lot from that. You feel me?
I feel you.
How to move now. And Frank Lucas, you know he called Frank Lucas his uncle, man.
Uncle Frank?
Yeah. Ain't that something, man?
Boy, that's something, bro.
A lot of people didn't even know
that. I ain't know that one now.
A lot of people ain't even know that, man.
But they ain't know.
But you can fact check that too, for real. We bring it to you for real.
But see, they wouldn't have known it if this wouldn't have happened to Puffy.
True. You wouldn't have known it.
That's when they go deep, bro. That's when they go deep to your ancestry, baby.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
But they said that, man, and I was tripping out about that, man. So that's pretty deep, man. But hey, y'all, check this out, though. We got a couple of dates coming up. We supposed to be doing a Florida Georgia thing this Sunday at Beach Bites. And then on the 16th, we doing Massage Trinity.
Yes, sir.
We doing a big thing out there. Nicole, which was our guest on our show, she's doing it big. So if you guys want to come out and check that out, it's on our Instagram and Facebook page. It says Massage Trinity. She's going to be doing it big, and we proud of her. And we thank bless her for inviting the Corner Pocket out.
Yes,
and
sir.
Like we always tell you guys, if you ever have something,
you want us to come out?
This is the People's Podcast, yes, baby. We here for the little man. We here for the little man. You got a business, want to come on, you got something you want to talk about to educate our community, but be real about it, we down. All you got to do is hit us up on Facebook or Instagram.
Make sure you come with tough skin, baby.
Yeah, you got to have
tough skin, baby.
Yeah, hey, you have to.
It may get a little heated up a little bit in here, you know, but it's all heated up for the good. That's
it. You can get heated up, but that's what we want. We want that good conversation. You
yes,
feel
sir.
Me?
Yes, sir.
So how you doing, man? You all right?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. You know, took my father to the doctor's appointment today, man. All that turned out good, and I learned a new word. So I got a new word for y'all. Y'all already know what my new word is already.
I got a new
now,
word.
For y'all assuming this.
That's word number
women,
one.
Mostly women. Assuming this, you know. The meaning of assuming this and meaning assuming whatever you want to assume about a brother or sister. So my next one, my new word is that I just discovered is when I talk to my Negrodians.
Woo! Now that sounds like nigga in someone.
There you go. These my Negrodians.
I know that word.
My Negrodians, baby. Hey, in the
like
building,
that.
Baby.
Negrodians.
My Negrodians. Yeah, so
y'all are all my Negrodians.
My Negrodians.
All y'all. Hey, that's a good
yes,
word. That
so, hey, that's it. So, y'all make sure y'all write it down. Right, tell somebody about it. Tell somebody to know somebody. Know somebody. Tell somebody about Negrodian and assuming this. Don't be no assuming this, but hey, for my people, you can be a Negrodian all day long because you're out with us, baby.
That's right, man. Hey, we appreciate y'all, man, for being with us online. We getting ready to shoot our episode. Remember, go to YouTube. At the Corner Pocket Podcast, you can see all of our live shows. You can see all of our shows on there. Go check us out on there. All right? And please, y'all, keep talking to us, letting us know how you feel, because we're trying to gain that traction, y'all. But we can't do
yes,
it without
sir.
Y'all.
Without y'all.
Not one bit. We
yes,
need
sir.
Y'all, for sure. All right. You good?
I'm good, man. Y'all make sure y'all continue to pray for a brother, man. And, man, salute to y'all, everybody that... Give me well wishes and all that, man. Your boy gonna be good. So I thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. And y'all remember, man, it's your boy KD, the one that's gonna break it to y'all kind of ways. Y'all make sure y'all stay blessed and know that you are, babe.
But I got a question before we
go.
How do you spell Negrodian?
N-E-G-R-O-D-I-A-N.
If y'all think that's right, please say yes or no, please. I need to know.
See, y'all can't tell
me. Just throwing shit
together. No. That's my word. See,
okay,
they can't.
Okay, I spelled
it. How I want it to be spelled. So it's Negrodian. N-E-G-R-O-D-I-A-N parentheses S.
And P-I-P-O-W-E-P-I-N-E-S.
Ology.
Hey, that's what's up.
Ology.
All right, we'll get at y'all. And remember, God is real, y'all. God is real. Give it up to him. Peace. At the top, all the way at the top. The one next to it. Yep.
You can turn me off.
Yep.
Negrodian, turn me off.
Hit cancel. The red.
You don't even know how to turn it off.
Yeah, right there.
Look at me.